Southeast Alaska's commercial dive fishing seasons are underway this month for red sea urchins, sea cucumbers, and geoduck clams. The dive fisheries continue to see impacts from the region's expanding population of sea otters. KFSK's Joe Vicnicki reports.
Diving for sea cucumbers opened up Monday, October 3rd. The fishery has openings every week, typically lasting a day and a half. The cucumber fishery usually lasts for several weeks. These slow-moving, bottom-feeding sea creatures are shaped like their vegetable namesake, and they're sold in Asian markets. The industry is expecting they'll fetch a higher price at the docks this year. Phil Doherty is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association.
We anticipate the price being very good this year. We're hopefully the divers are anticipating somewhere around $4.50 a pound. To start the season off with, the last couple years, the price has been between $2.50 and $3.50 a pound. So the market looks really good for sea cucumbers.
Typically about 140 to 150 divers participate in the sea cucumber fishery. Fish and Game is keeping a couple acute areas closed to harvest this year because of a growing population of sea otters eating too many of the creatures in those areas. They include Sea Otter Sound on northwest Prince of Wales Island, along with another area south of Sitka Sound. Fish and Game's Hebert says sea otter predation is a continuing problem for the dive fisheries.
We've seen substantial evidence of sea otter predation during the surveys, particularly out on the outer coast areas, outside of Prince of Wales Island and Sitka Sound area and outer Baranof. So that continues to be a pretty serious threat to the populations of sea urchins and geoducks and sea cucumbers, and also the commercial fisheries for those.
Seasons for geoduck clams and red sea urchins also open up this month. The guideline harvest level for urchins is just under 3.3 million pounds this year. That's down substantially from last year's GHL of around 5 million pounds, due mainly to otter predation. Gonads of the spiky sea creatures are a delicacy in Asian markets, but the Alaskan product in recent years has not been competitive overseas. And as a result, participation in the urchin fishery is down to just a couple divers in the region, and the department does not expect those divers to come close to catching this year's GHL. That's not the case with geoducks, a large clam prized in overseas markets. Like cucumbers, geoducks may also bring divers a higher price this year. Sardfuzz Doherty thinks the clams could get around $8 a pound, up from the past several years.
Here's that the market in Hong Kong has picked up for geoducks. Our product coming out of Southeast Alaska is very well accepted on the market. We have good quality geoduck clams coming out of Southeast, but the Washington State fisheries this summer, and along with the BC fisheries, was very strong for ex-vessel value, and we're anticipating that carrying over to our season.
The GHL for the region is over 557,000 pounds of geoduck clams. Fish and Game determines weekly openings of various areas around the region based on results of testing clam samples for paralytic shellfish poisoning conducted by the state's Department of Environmental Conservation. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.